Dan, just before we begin to discuss some of the mechanics of making sure that your vocal cords are going to be ready to do what you need them to do, talk with us about this song that they're just...
And so, God Will Do It. Again, that's a song that I wrote during a point in time when I really needed some encouragement. And when this song actually came about, recording it, I needed a couple of background vocals. I could have did it myself, but, you know, I kind of wanted to share the experience with other people. And so it's this one girl at my church, Danielle Kilgore, and she was like, if you ever do anything, I want to be a part of it. So at that point, I was like, okay, well, I need a couple of more singers. So I also got Stephanie Harper to do background vocals, and my own sister, Dana Woods, she did alto for me.
And you all were sounding good. The blend of the harmony was really, really nice.
Thank you.
Very so do you nice. Find that when you're having background singers, people singing with you, period, is there anything that you're looking for in addition to skill?
You want to make sure that vocally they blend well together. You know, sometimes you may have a soprano that's really, really loud and can't really blend with the alto and tenor, or it could be some other way. But for the most part, you want a nice, cohesive sound, and they were able to embody that.
Awesome. And I know you were mentioning that you want to be sure that when you're singing, when the people hear Dayon, they can experience Dayon in a way that you want them to, because you want them to know, even if it's only on a subconscious level, you really are in the place where you seem to be. You're really feeling the song. You're experiencing the words of the song. Is it important to you that anyone else who's taking part in that have that same experience? The background singers bring the same mindset, the same frame of mind that you bring to the table? Or is it okay as long as they just sing well?
Well, I know each one of my singers personally, and I know the relationship that they have with God. So it wasn't necessarily just sing it, however, but I knew that because of the lifestyle that they live and because they know God for themselves personally, I knew that it would be easy for them to take on that song and be able to minister it effectively. And so I wasn't too concerned about it. They had an opportunity to listen to it. And I said, well, you know, let me know, listen to it, and then tell me if you're in or out. Mm-hmm. So I gave them an opportunity. They could have said, you know what, I'm not feeling that song. I don't want to do it.
But they were both feeling it, so they joined you for that mm-hmm. one. So you mentioned the fact that, I mean, because I think it's important that the people who are involved, whether they're playing the instruments, singing, or both, have a level of skill that does justice to the song. You're a singer. What are some of the keys to you ensuring that, for the most part, your vocal cords are going to do what you want them to do while you're singing?
Well, I have been having vocal issues for a few years now. I was up singing with the praise team, and I completely lost my voice. And there was nothing coming out. So when I saw an ENT specialist, he put me on vocal rest for like 6 months. And then he told me I needed to stop singing. He was just like, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, it's not good for your vocals, your vocal cords. And so I came back. When I went back for a checkup, I had laryngitis and bronchitis. So he put me back on vocal rest for 3 more months. So I was like, oh my goodness, am I ever going to get an opportunity to sing again? And so after that, he said, you know, your vocal cords are fine. They're doing better. However, if you're going to start singing, I would advise you to not sing as often. Don't sing as high, because typically I sing soprano. But he was like, you know, drop it down to alto, tenor, maybe. Mm. But I don't know, it's natural for me to kind of go up high. So it's kind of hard. Even if I try to start low, I'll eventually go high in a song. So I try not to sing as often to give my voice an opportunity to rest. I started taking vocal lessons so that I can get the necessary training so that I can breathe correctly to be able to push the notes out better, not strain and things of that nature. Trying to, you know, do the honey and lemon and all that kind of stuff that they say, oh, it's good for your throat. Mm-hmm. Drink the tea and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get it together so that I'll be able to continue to do this music thing for
a
while.
Yeah. And you mentioned the vocal training. Mm-hmm. I think that is so impressive because it is one thing to be given a gift. I mean, it's a natural ability to be able to do whatever it is that we do, mm-hmm. in your case, to sing. But I think there is room for training. Someone mm-hmm. who knows things that someone who's naturally gifted just doesn't know and can help them take that skill to a higher level.
Yeah, one of my biggest things was breathing. And I kind of knew that even back when I was in school. I used to run cross country and track. Mm. And my coach would always say, you're not breathing right. But he never taught me. None of my coaches actually ever really taught me the proper way of breathing when I ran. So, you know, I just did what I could. As long as I came in first, second, or third, I was fine. But then when it came to singing, it was the same thing. I wasn't really breathing properly. And so with the vocal lessons, it's teaching me more to, you know, the proper way of breathing in and breathing out. So a lot of times, you know, as women, we kind of suck our stomach in a little bit. But when you do that, you're causing yourself to not really be able to breathe properly and take in enough air so that you could push the notes out the way that you need to. So I'm learning that whole process. And so, you know, she's teaching me that now.
And does the training include exercises that have to do with warming up the vocal cords as well?
Yes. So it's like breathing, scales, sirens, and then vocal set that I'm supposed to do. So it's four different parts to the whole warm up and training.
Yeah. Wow. So do you find that it takes discipline to stay with the training so that you don't just say, okay, tired of this, I want to just go ahead and sing, forget about all this?
It takes a lot of discipline. I mean, I meet with her pretty much every other week. And so when I'm not with her, I still got to make sure that I do what I need to do every day.
I love that. And I imagine it's paying off in some pretty good dividends.
Yes.
Our guest, yours and mine, the lovely Day on Lynette. We'll be right back with more about preparing for ministry so that you minister well.
God can be a doctor. He is always on call. He can heal your body. All you gotta do is call. Many times before.